This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you for choosing to fly Her Society Airwaves. On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie, we'd like to wish you happy listening. Please make sure you keep your headphones on and your mouth is positioned open and ready for laughing. In case of emergency, please resume the brace position. Ginny, get your hand off my ass.
Oops, sorry. I was reaching for the cushion.
Brace, not embrace.
While we're bracing, embrace one of our podcasts.
Her Society.
This is Inaya Day.
This is Tracy Dinwiddie.
Down the toilet.
Ginny and Natalie.
Well, Rachel, I'm not going to waste any time to ask you this, but who are those two hot bitches on the cover of Cherry Magazine?
Her Society. To Ginny and Natalie.
Speaking of toning down, there's some Photoshop rumours going on about the cover, and in particular in reference to a certain body part of mine. Did you Photoshop my boobs too big?
Smaller.
Her Society.
We're back!
Yay! We are back.
This is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, reunited once again, fresh and back from the United States of America.
And good, we have some tales for you from Dinosaur, Los Angeles, and New York.
And I've got to say, Zeebu, it's a shame you had to come back early because I really, really missed you in New York.
Oh, really? You missed me?
No, I tried. Look, I tried to miss you, but, you know, in New York and I couldn't. But we are back with a buzz from our holiday. And it's got us thinking, you know, we go on holidays to take a break, to chill out, or even escape reality to an extent.
Alrighty then. But anyway, we'd love to know, what's your escape destination? Is it an exotic island, your own bedroom? You can text us in 0427JOY949. You can email us on air at joy.org.au.
Absolutely. Or you can Facebook us, facebook.com/HerSocietyOnline. Music on the way from Neon Hitch, Katy Perry, and a track that's sizzling over in Los Angeles at the moment. You're going to like that one, Zeebu. This is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls, coming to you live in Melbourne, Australia, and all over the world via joy.org. .au. The very sexy Winter Gordon there on Joy 94.9. This is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. Winter Gordon obviously performed at Dinosaur Weekend, which we were there 3 weeks ago.
Oh my God, Zeebu, 3 weeks.
I've got to say, I'm not a fan. Look, not necessarily I'm not a fan, but generally I'm not attracted to darker-skinned women, being a darker-skinned woman myself. I think maybe I look for things external to what I look like. But Winter Gordon, I got to say, she's pretty smoking.
You know what? Winter Gordon had sex appeal, didn't she? She had attitude. Like, first, remember when we were walking up to her to get to say hello and get her photo taken? She was just like, hey, girls, and all of a sudden just started posing straight into it, you know, like a cat.
I know. There's a photo of you and our music director, DJ Ish, on Facebook. She's sandwiched between the two of you. Ish is like, Ish looks like she's actually in quite a compromising position. I don't want to go further into details. You've got to check it out on Natalie's Facebook, but it's interesting. To say
first of all, how the hell DJ Ish got her hand on Winter Gordon's ass is beyond me.
DJ Ish deserves a medal for that, for doing that, because I'm sure a lot of people wanted to do it. Winter Gordon, when she performed, she invited a couple of girls on stage to booty shake, and this girl went up behind her and, you know, was booty shaking, you know, behind her, and Winter Gordon did the same thing. And this girl took her leg and mounted it over Winter Gordon. She was fine. She's like, all right, girl, I'm going to keep doing it. I got to say, she was a good champ.
Yeah, she is. She's like, if that's how you roll, I'll just let it go. This is your time. But it was funny because in the photo, and we should actually post that photo up on our Facebook page where you can see DJ Ish's hand on her ass, and Winter Gordon has both of her hands on my shoulder as if she was, you know, humping me from behind, just saying.
That was pretty hilarious. I got a photo with her solo and we were both blowing kisses. And, like, I think we were in that pose for about 5 minutes. It looks like we're both really, you know, close together, puckering up. We look like soul sisters. It was actually quite tame compared to your photo, but it's one for the grandkids, I reckon.
I've noticed in all your photos after that. Is that why you keep puckering up now?
Yeah, you know, I want to relive that Winter Gordon moment, you know, just trying to milk it.
You just can't let it go now, can you?
No, I cannot, Zeebu. It's going to stay with me for another year at least until another celebrity takes over and does another pose with me.
Next time you pucker up, I'm going to bend over and pick something up in front of you.
Yes, we're channeling Winter Gordon. Now, I've got to say, holidays, this is what they do. They create such memories with the people you meet and the people you hang out with. You know, we'd love to know. Generally, people go on holidays to take a break or to chill out, but there's a place I think everyone has that they call it like an escape destination. For some people, it's your bedroom. For some people, it's an exotic island.
In terms of Finding Nemo, escape.
Exactly, exactly. If you want to go find your own Nemo or your Dories, you know, where do you go to? We'd love to know. You can text through Zebu. What is the number?
0427-JOY949. Or you can email us on air at joy.org.au.
Or Facebook us at facebook.com/HerSocietyAlign or Twitter at HerSocietyLive. We had a text in from Shazza from Abbotsford. Hello, Shazza. She said, welcome back, girls. Love to hear you back on the airwaves and missed you
love
while you were
there. Love to hear you, Shazza.
You love Shazza from Abbotsford. She's one of our most loyal listeners. We're talking about our America trip and we're talking about holidays too. So we would love to hear from you about your escape.
To Ginny and Natalie on Her Society.
That show can't go on air.
Miss Leon is still up there eating all the food, going Kung Fu Bruce Lee on the buffet table, and it's all my fault because I brought her up there and she's going to miss her plane.
Dear Alan Joyce would be so proud of you.
Yes.
Absolutely. Women in suits.
Oh my God, it hurts.
In fem suits and then pant suits and just suits.
Suits.
It suits them.
Suits me.
This is Joy 94.9 on Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who come love girls. I was about to say that now. I don't know why I was going there, but I did. Can we go as avatars, Zebu?
Oh my, really?
It'll be fun. Don't you think?
I'll go as the Smurfs.
I like that.
Paint our body blue?
Yeah.
Can we?
La, 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 la.
Okay, never mind. I guess sex in the snow might be a bit hot.
You're ruining my fantasy, woman. Deary me.
If anything offends you, please visit...
Oh my God, I can't believe Ginny and Natalie said that. .com.au.
This is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie. We'd love to know your escape destination. 0427-JOY949. Or you can email onair@joy.org.au. New York or Empire State of Mind, should I say. This is Her Society with Ginny
on
and Natalie. Your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. I gotta say, Zebu, that song makes me reminisce quite a bit.
Gigi?
Yes?
Did you just play that song to rub it in my face?
No.
You so did.
Maybe a little bit. I did miss you in New York in spite of contrary popular belief that I didn't. I really did miss you. But that song is actually going out to our music director, DJ Ish, who we did the New York leg of the trip and kind of sums it up. And it sums up the fact that we were missing you too so much.
All right. That was a good save. But I do. Like, I was just flying away. I was like, I really want to be in New York right now. And I know it's going to snow. And I want to see Central Park again. And I want to drink Starbucks on Fifth Avenue. And didn't happen.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Zee, but I've got to say this. If ever you go to New York, I'm channeling my inner detours here on Joy 94.9.
If you go to New York, I was there last year with you, woman.
I know, woman, but if ever you go to New York, and this is speaking to everyone, if ever you go to New York again or if ever you go to New York, you've got to do the Empire State of Mind moment with Jay-Z and Alicia Keys on the red steps in Times Square, because the trip is not complete without it. One of you has to be Jay-Z and the other one has to be Alicia. I recommend Alicia because her moves aren't as rigid. But, you know, I think next year maybe you need to be Jay-Z. I always bags Alicia.
I can be Jay-Z. I can be Natzy.
Natzy, there you go!
Natzy!
Natzy!
Oh, my God.
We're talking about holiday destinations, places that you love to go to escape. We've had a text in from Cherie from Ivanhoe. Hi, Cherie. Hope you're doing well. She's texting on 0427-JOY949. What's the other way you can contact us, Zebu?
You can Facebook us, Facebook.com/HerSocietyOnline, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au.
Yes, you can. And she says, hello, Cherie again. She says her favourite destination is Hawaii. It makes her connect with the water, the land, and the people there. It is a spiritual experience. Interesting.
That's beautiful. Never been to Hawaii. I think we should put that on our to-do list next year as well.
I think so. It's not too far from America.
No, it isn't. Well, it practically is America.
Exactly.
It's America. But
America's so big that you just don't know what you can claim as theirs. You know, it's afraid. It's like if you said, oh, Canadian, oh, you're American, you get a slap. So you got to be really careful what you say is America's.
That is true. I tell you what, what's your escape destination?
Well, I have to say, it's weird for me because I think For me, going on a holiday, you know, obviously wherever you go to, it's a place you want to go and you want to experience. So every experience is a good experience. But I think for me, it's not actually where you escape to, but why you escape. Like, you know, you could be going through a rough time. You could be, you know, going through a breakup or something. I remember last year when I went on holidays, you know, I was dealing with a breakup or, you know, a loss in my life and there was friendship issues there. So when I went overseas, it was like an escape for me. And I don't think it would have mattered whether I went to America or, you know, Tasmania. You know, I was getting away from my life, which was the point. But I would have to say, for me, America, I would say, is an escape place because I get to take a break. So, and because we do it every year, I would have to say it is. But for me, I don't think it's a destination that matters. It's the reason why you're actually going on holiday.
Oh, look, I totally agree with you. It depends on, obviously, the time of your life, really, because you could be going on a holiday or you could be escaping or, you know, yeah, you could either be escaping or wanting to explore. And I guess for me, my escape and also my exploration destination city would definitely have to be Paris.
Ooh, Paris. It's a romantic escape, eh?
Well, I've been there as a little kid. I come from a country not far from there, but it was just one of those places I remember very, very young. And when I was a young girl, one of the only places that I've been to, because my father traveled so much when I was a kid, I felt home there. Yeah, and then when as soon as I left Paris, it was just I felt homesick. Yeah. And from that point onwards, yeah, I always felt homesick. But every time I go back to Paris or to one of my hometown in Switzerland, I feel instantly at home. So that part of, at least I know that part of the world is definitely where I belong.
Well, there you go. We'd love to hear from you. What is your escape place, a part of the world or a place that you like to go to escape or feel
escape.
Free? Escape. 0427 Joy949 or you can email onair@joy.org.au. This is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. More coming up. Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. Coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia at joy.org.au. Zibi, we're recapping on the trip that was America.
Oh my God, it was so much fun. And you know how you come back to your country and you go, oh God, it's good to be back. You know what? No, it's not good to be back.
Well, I've got to say, when I was in America, I didn't get homesick, but you kind of like, I remember you were there when I was Skyping my little niece and she's like, are you coming soon? Things like that make you go, okay, you're having a great time, but there are people back home that you know you're going to go back and you're eventually going to have to see. And my little niece was one of them. And it was funny because when I got back, the first thing my sister did was cook me a really, really big curry. She goes, I'm sure you haven't had much of this over in America, so I made you some. So
yeah, because there are no Indians or Sri Lankans in America, right?
Well, there are heaps in New York. There was this uncle on West 45th Street where we were staying at, and he made this really nice chili rice, and it made me think of home. Like, I didn't have any curries, but it was just chili rice, and I thought, oh, look, there are plenty of Sri Lankans and Indians around there. You just got to find them at the carts.
I remember awesome. We were sitting in the hotel room and late at night, you know, 11 p.m. and I'm laying in my bed night and I hear, hello, hello, auntie. I'm like, oh, Gigi's talking to her niece again.
Just telling you about her presents and stuff.
her presents, her Christmas presents.
It's Christmas. Yeah, my niece, I have to say, is one of the cheekiest little 4 or 3 year olds going around. I should remember her age, but she's learned something very special lately, and it's to do with stuff that I cannot talk about on air, but it has to do with a certain bodily function that us humans have. Generally, it involves something rather gassy, but instead of calling it the gassy term, she calls it a present, and when she has a plethora of presents, she calls it Christmas.
Yes. And it's one present it will be, yeah. Anyway, let's move on from farts to back to LA and our time spent there.
Exactly. We had a couple of texts in from Rita. Hi, Rita. She says, hi, girls. Loving the show. My favorite escape place would have to be Spain. Oh, we got another European one there. And another message in on our Facebook. It is from Maria. She said her favorite escape place is actually over in, I think she said Paris as well. She spelled it Paris, so it's Paris, right?
It is definitely Paris.
So yeah. She agrees with you, hey?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Spain is actually on my to-do list because I hear in Barcelona, and you can't see me, but I'm doing the
channeling your Gloria.
That's it. that there's like 3 out of 5 or 4 out of 5, and I will not confirm the statistics. I'll confirm the statistics later, but a lot of people are gay in Barcelona.
Yes, I heard that too.
Heard that? You probably heard it from me.
Yeah. No, I read it somewhere saying that Spain is actually, I think, 1 in every 4 people are gay.
Yeah, it was something like that. Anyway, it was quite a high chance to, you know, meet a lot of gay people in one of the cities in Spain. But I definitely want to do Spain because I want to actually eat my way through Spain.
Yeah, that actually is a good idea, Zebu, because there's plenty of yummy, yummy stuff there.
Whoa, let's just get that clear. I meant food.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was referring to. What pray tell were you implying, Zebu?
Nada. Anyway.
Hilarious, Zebu. No, I know you were implying about edible stuff, like food. Anyway, there is a holiday this is Spain. We got another text in from Robert. His escape place is London. Oh, that's interesting. London's a very busy place.
London. Totally. Oh, yeah. I didn't spend too much time in London. I spent 3 days in London, and I wish I was there for longer because it was such a beautiful city.
I hear, too. I hear it's quite an amazing place. Apparently, it's very New York-esque.
It is quite new. It's in Europe. It's got like a European touch to New York, if that makes sense. But you know what? What will make sense, go to London, you'll see for yourself.
Exactly. We'd love to know your favourite holiday destination, 0427JOY949, or you can email us on air@joy.org.au. And what's the other way, Zebu?
You can Facebook us, facebook.com/HerSocietyOnline, and tell us your escape. You know those that haven't seen Finding Nemo will probably think I'm so weird right now.
Thank you for choosing to fly with us on Her Society Airwaves. On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie would like to wish you a safe onward journey. Our flights are equipped with the best flight attendants. Unfortunately, none of them are on this plane at the moment, or qualified to be so. We hope you enjoyed the ride.
Oh my god, Ginny, you're so rude.
I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Please make sure you take all your belongings, as anything left behind will be distributed amongst the flight attendants.
Last one off the plane must clean it.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.